This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you ever want to change in your life so bad, but you just simply like don't know how to implement it into your life? Well, I've been in this slump, and I know my last podcast was about being in a slump, and I gave some great points. But this time I'm actually in one. And I want to talk about how I'm going to get out of it. And I started today. So today is the first one. So hi, everybody. My name is Joey Kidney, and welcome to the Happy Times podcast. In this podcast, we simply have a conversation. There's no scripts. There's no guidelines to follow. It's simply you and me having a little talk, even though it's one-sided and it's just me. I don't read off of anything. This is all coming from my head as if I'm just talking to myself in the shower, basically. Yeah, that's a little weird. I shouldn't have gave you that image, but there it is. But before we get started, I just want to send out a huge thank you. The support on Black Friday and Cyber Monday, our sale on stayyou.ca. For those who don't know, I have like hoodies and blankets and candles and my two books. Oh my God, it was just unreal. It was just absolutely insane. Like the support behind it, I have a hard time crying. I don't know why, but I could. Like I feel like I could because I just never thought that I would be here. I remember growing up and like being on social media and always wanting to like be successful in this. And I watched like Keenan JC. I watched PewDiePie. I watched like Mr. Beast even. And like, I just watched all of these people grow and like they were buying like $1 million mansions. And not that I needed that or wanted that, but I was like, hold on, how are they doing that? Why am I not there? How? And obviously they have better videos than me, but my growth was just different. My growth was gradual. And each year, year after year, I get reminded of why I do this. And it's not the money. It's not the views or the numbers. It's the amount of supporters I have. And I know that sounds like, okay, it's a follower account, but it's not. It's the amount of people who are messaging me if I'm having a bad day or if I'm having a great one, or they really like the video or a podcast. It really means the world to me, and to see all the support on the Black Friday stuff, and that means even more to me. That was like a beatbox. That was like a beatbox right there. So thank you. Truly, truly thank you. And then also there was a Spotify Wrapped. I know your friggin' home feed on Instagram is filled with Spotify Wrapped, so I'm not trying to basically say that on here as well, but it was just unreal. For those who don't know, I have music on Spotify and I'm working on some new stuff, which is what I'm trying to announce right now, even though I was going to wait to announce, but I just did. Anyway, okay, that didn't go as planned, but we had 2.7 million streams this year on Spotify, and that's just unheard of for me. That's just something that I never thought I would hit. Just never thought I would do music, but it's coming to reality and it's just amazing. And I'm working on new stuff and working with a producer, and we're going to get an EP out this year or next year, 2022. So I promise that, but I just wanted to say thank you. And even if you didn't get a chance to, you know, listen to music or buy anything on Black Friday, Cyber Monday sale, that's completely okay. The fact that you're here listening to this means the world to me. And I really want to get that across. And so with me also being open right now, I want to be even more open. And I want to tell you that for the past like week, I mean, it's been a very, very, very stressful week with work and obviously the sale and shipping everything out and all of that stuff. But it's been very stressful because I haven't been myself. Granted, my dog was sick, so that didn't help. But there's these times where life's going to throw things at you. Life is just going to be like, hey, he's down, let's hit him. And it feels like it's just not your life anymore. And I haven't really felt depressed in a long time. I felt like I did well and I got like quite good at, you know, coping with it, let's say. And it just kind of, it wasn't really bothering me. I was sad and then I knew how to fix it and I knew how to get myself happy again. And the reason why this hit home the more now is because for the first time in like 3-4 years, I didn't really have the power or the mindset to get up and go do something and to fix myself. You know, the hardest thing about, especially men in mental health, but mental health in general, and this is coming from me. Like I said, it's not scripted. I'm also not a doctor, but I'm just a boy who has feelings. But I think the hardest thing when it comes to depression and anxiety and everything is sometimes it gets addicting to feel the pain, because for once you're able to feel, and it feels really good to be able to feel. And even though you don't really like what you're feeling, you still feel heard by yourself. You feel known. And so going out of into the unknown and trying to fix yourself, that sounds terrifying. And so I'm in that position right now. And it's a hard thing to admit. Before, when I was younger, it was so easy to say that I was just sad, I was depressed, I had anxiety. Now it's a lot harder to do for me. And I don't know why. But the reason why I'm feeling a lot of anxiety lately is it's mainly social anxiety. I haven't seen anyone really in the past 2 years. And going to a party now, it's like I'm not even scared of COVID. I got my vaccinations, I wear my mask, I wash my hands, I'm a clean and healthy boy. I'm not necessarily scared of a virus. Like, it does scare me, don't get me wrong, but that's not my number one worry. That was my worry a year ago, not anymore. I'm okay with the fact that I did what I had to do to protect myself. But now I'm scared of people because I don't necessarily know how to talk to anyone anymore. I don't necessarily know how to have a conversation about nothing and literally to care about people that I don't even know. That's where I have a really, really hard time. And that sounds like I'm an asshole, but I'm sure there's a lot of people listening and they're just like, when you go to a party and there's random people there, you have to pretend to care about some people. You have to ask them about a job if you don't care about their job, just to be a nice human being. And I know I've always told people that if you don't care, don't do it. But in these situations, it's also like there's a level of being nice that you have to be. And this takes a lot of like emotional and social strength in order to do, because a lot of the time I can't think about the conversation that I'm having with that person because I'm too in my head about, oh my God, are they looking at my eyes? Are they looking at my mouth? Am I talking too much? Am I not talking enough? Do I not seem interested? Do they not think I care? Am I being a nice person? And for the longest time, I thought I was an asshole because I had those thoughts while having a conversation. But then I can't be an asshole because I'm having the thought of, hey, I really don't want to be an asshole. So I think I'm doing all right. But to everyone who is like, whoa, Joey's like looking at me but not looking at me, that's what's going on in my head because I'm really, really nervous. And it seems like I'm not. I think that people see, like people on social media, they talk to the camera, they put themselves out there. They think that they're completely so strong. But hey, I'm talking alone to a microphone in an office right now. Alone, by myself, talking to a camera, not even the camera, for 20 minutes. Alone. No one is here. So there's not really much social skill work required to be able to do what a social media person does. And so I've wanted to change this. And the only way I know how to change this and to get more to strengthen my coping mechanisms for depression and anxiety is not to battle, it is to understand. And what I've understood my life is that if I don't move, my body doesn't function. And I know there's a lot of people out there who physical activity is not your friend. And hey, I don't understand because that's not my body and not my life, but I feel where you're coming from. So you are heard, don't worry. But for everyone else, physical activity, it changes my whole entire life. It flips my whole entire day around. Today, I worked out and I feel like I've done more work, and it's 1 p.m. I've done more work in a day that right now would feel like 6 p.m. And I did it in like almost half of the time, which is insane. So I want to explain more about like what I was feeling. So what I was feeling was actually a better way. I'm going to describe the scenario. I sat on the fucking couch. I love cooking, but I ordered takeout. I was like, oh God, okay, I'm going to go grocery shopping. And then I didn't buy enough stuff. And I knew I didn't buy enough stuff. And I came home and I sat on the couch and I ordered takeout. And how did that help with my fitness and my health? Well, I think to answer that question is going to be in a little bit, because this is a perfect segue to talk about our sponsor for today's podcast. We all know MyFitnessPal. Well, finding the motivation to work out and you need healthy has always been a struggle for me and others, literally what I was talking about. That all changed once I found MyFitnessPal. And I know I also thought it was just for counting calories, but MyFitnessPal actually teaches me about my nutrition and fitness habits and helps me create new ones that stick. Now, what's more motivating than that? MyFitnessPal isn't just this rigid diet plan. Instead, you gradually learn from personalized data that works for you. And if your version healthy looks different than mine or someone else's, that's okay. The whole point is helping you on the best path to find your goals and to help you get to your goals. Even better is a MyFitnessPal premium membership. You see, I have one. I get custom tools and expert guidance to help me reach my personal health goals my way. So there's app customization as well, which lets you choose the right settings to help you meet your individual goals. So if you're into macro tracking, low carb, heart health, etc., you can stick to it more easily. Premium's deeper nutrition insights helps you discover which food fuels you best. And I really have to tell you about the aha moment when I started using MyFitnessPal. The tracking my fitness didn't have to be so scary. I always thought it was. I always like let that control my thought about MyFitnessPal and eating right and everything, because I thought it was terrifying. I thought it was super difficult. I also sucked at math, which doesn't sound like it's part of it, but it is. And that pushed me further away from, you know, taking care of myself and focusing on my health. But when MyFitnessPal came in, it really opened up my eyes to how easy something could be. And it helped me eat more and eat better and figure out what foods helped me feel good. And that's the whole point of it. And those are the days where I felt my best. It's when I actually took care of my physical health. So I have a little promo for you. MyFitnessPal does way more than just count calories. So get the support you need to meet your health goals, unlock all the amazing things that MyFitnessPal can do, like I did. Start your premium membership today. Here it is, folks. Go to happytimes.myfitnesspal.com and use Happy Times for a free 1 month premium membership for free. So that's happytimes.myfitnesspal.com and use the code Happy Times for a free 1 month premium membership. Happytimes.myfitnesspal.com, folks. Go get it. And I know that seems like a whole planned, okay, Joey got MyFitnessPal sponsor on this podcast. He planned it. I did not. This is something that I'm actually dealing with right now. And today I chose to get up off the couch. I was stuck there and I was stuck in this rut of eating bad food and feeling bad. And MyFitnessPal was reminding me, hey, you didn't log your breakfast or dinner or lunch or anything. And I was like, aha. And it felt so defeated. But at the same time, I sat there and I was like, wait a second. there's a reason why this is reminding me. There's a reason why I signed up for something. There's a reason why I'm buying gym equipment. There's a reason why I have clothes from Lululemon or any sports store. There's a reason for things. What is my reason? Why am I doing this? Why did I start? And so it just reminded me of these questions. Every time that I feel like I need to make a change in my life, I ask myself these questions, and I want you to do this for yourself. And it might not work for you, but I just want you to try, and I hope it does work for you. So ask yourself, what do you want? What do you want is the first question, and then I'm going to explain each one. So what do you want? Do you want to lose weight? Do you want to gain weight? Do you want to get up off the couch? Do you want to think smarter? Do you want to read more books? Do you want to be smarter? Do you want to blah, blah, blah? Fill in the blank. Second question, why do you want it? There's a lot of times where I drop my pen. I fidget with the pen. I drop the pen. I'm trying to pick it up with my toes. It's not really working. This is probably a bad thing to put in a podcast. But why do you want it? A lot of the times, you know, we want it because we feel bad or we see it on social media. But do we actually want it? You know, so why? Why do you want it? Next question. Who are you doing it for? If it's not you, then don't do it. I'm not going to explain this one. Just don't do it if it's not for you. Next question. When do you want change? I know that's a tough one to answer because when we want change, sometimes we want it now. And it's just like, that's not possible. If you want to get a six pack, you can't do that tomorrow. You're going to have to take months. Maybe it's going to be a year. Maybe you want to get a better job. Maybe you want to go back to school. And so then you can get a better job. Maybe you want to tell a boy you like him. When do you want this change? Answer that, and it's going to help you plan out your goals. Next question, and the last one. How are you going to get it? I know. That's the one that stumps us all, right? How do we do this? How do we get up off the couch? How do we get going? How do we start using MyFitnessPal? How, why, when, who, what, all of it. And I'm here to tell you, the only person who's going to know these answers is you. You can sit there and you can mindlessly scroll on TikTok or on Instagram or watching YouTube videos. You can watch as many fucking videos as you want, but you already know the answer. You already know why you're scrolling. You already know what you're looking for. You already know when you want it to change. You might not know how. But ladies and gentlemen, and anyone listening, how is just simply fucking trying. If you want to get smarter, study. If you want to read more books, open one. If you want to get bigger and stronger or lose weight, go to the gym. We know how. We know why. We know what. We know who. We know when. However, to reiterate, if it's not you for the who question, then you're doing it wrong. You need to do it for you. And so I'm telling you this because I'm telling myself it as well. Yesterday, I was sitting on the couch. And I know this doesn't sound like a big change, but yesterday I was sitting on the couch and I ordered Thai food and I was like, oh yeah, this sounds good. I'm going to get extra for tomorrow. And so then again, I can eat it. And I ordered that. It arrived and I ate like 3 bites and I was like, I feel like shit. Takeout food always sucks. You can make it. You can cook. Learn how to cook. Trust me, it's going to be way, 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 way better than eating out of a plastic container. Trust me. And so that right there, I was like, oh my God, what am I doing? What am I doing? Joey, what the fuck are you doing? Get up off the couch. Now. Now is the time. You've wanted this for so long. Don't lose sight of what you want. And don't let anyone else on Instagram, on TikTok, on YouTube, or even on a podcast, whatever, stand in the way of getting what you want. Don't let them change your mind. And so today, I knew. I've tallied up journals of like what I need to do to feel good. I already know all my goddamn answers. And today I woke up and I let my alarm go for a little bit. Not gonna lie to you. It was a little tough getting up. I haven't been sleeping very well. And I was like, wait, why haven't I been sleeping? Oh, wait, it's probably because I'm not that tired because I haven't been working out as much as I want to lately. And I'm probably not eating right. Huh. Wait a second. So today I woke up. I had a little water. I had to do a little work before, which wasn't ideal, but I had to do what I got to do. And then I went downstairs and I worked out. And I worked out hard. And I pushed myself. And I was able to accomplish so much. I'm almost done my to-do list for the day. And it's not even, the sun's still up. And it's friggin' winter time. That's a win right there in my books, folks. I don't want to work when the sun's down. And it's just changed my day already. And so there's going to be somewhere that I need to write down, Joey, get this in your fucking head. Go work out. Go eat right. Go drink right. And get some goddamn sleep. I'm sorry that this is so like me yelling at you, but I'm yelling at myself because I really want myself to remember this. And I really want this to work for you as well. And so I really, really hope it does. And so if it does, and if you listen to it for this long, well, I just want you, we're going to do a little bit different. Normally I get people to send me like one word saying that they listen to the podcast for this long. But today I want you to answer the five questions. What, why, who, where, when. Oh, I didn't do where. Okay. Well, what, why, who, when, how. No where. Where is just like, it changes for everybody. You can put that in as well, but DM me that. DM me your answers. I'm really, really curious like what people are struggling with, what people want change in their lives. Just DM me that. It would mean the world. And again, thank you guys so much for all the support. I'm dealing a lot with imposter syndrome as well right now, like as if like I'm talking and stuttering in this podcast. I'm like, maybe this isn't good enough to post, but I'm going to do it anyways. Because this is who I am, and I'm human, and so are you, and you deserve to be talked to by a human, by a real human, and not faking it, not scripting it, and maybe I had an ad read that was scripted, so I kind of lied to you, but that's about it. And so I just want to say thank you guys so much for listening. I truly, truly appreciate it, and, well, I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.